SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, health groups call for more immediate action to save the Medicare system. Authorities monitoring a Chinese balloon in US airspace. And in sport, travel plans announced for the 2024 Olympic Games torch. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brooke. The federal government's $250 million plan to overhaul Australia's Medicare system has been criticised for not going far enough. The Australian Association of Psychologists are among a number of health groups calling for an increase to rebates to be considered, with Executive Director Tegan Carrison describing cost as the biggest barrier to healthcare access. The Australian Medical Association also says the newly released report offers nothing in the short term to address the need for more affordable and timely healthcare. AMA President Steve Robson says doctors and patients are both under considerable strain because of GP shortages and long elective surgery waiting lists.
There is absolutely nothing in the report at the moment that will provide anything immediate, and that is what we need. We know that the budget is coming in May, and Australians expect that this is going to be a health budget.
The Climate Council has released their annual Dirty Dozen report, naming and shaming Australia's 12 biggest fossil fuel polluters. The non-profit listed companies such as Chevron, BHP and Shell causing the most climate harm. Climate Council spokeswoman Dr. Jennifer Rayner says immediate action is needed from these companies to reduce their climate impacts.
We need the Dirty Dozen and companies like them genuinely transforming by finding new fuel sources, changing their technologies, and ultimately for these fossil fuel companies eventually transitioning to new businesses, because we know time is running out for fossil fuels.
Australia will become the first country in the world to recognise MDMA, the active ingredient in the party drug ecstasy. From the 1st of July, the Therapeutic Goods Administration will permit specifically authorised psychiatrists to prescribe MDMA for post-traumatic stress disorder. This will also include permission to prescribe psilocybin, the active ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms for treatment-resistant depression. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has postponed a visit to Beijing after a Chinese balloon was tracked flying across the United States. US officials have called the incident a brazen act just days out from the planned trip, but China maintains the balloon is not being used for surveillance. Beijing says the balloon is for meteorological and scientific research, claiming it simply deviated from its intended course because of the influence of westerly winds. Department of Defense spokesperson Brigadier General Patrick Ryder says the US does not believe them.
We know that it's a surveillance balloon, and I'm not going to be able to be more specific than that. We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable. And so we've conveyed this directly to the PRC at multiple levels.
The Adani Group conglomerate is going through difficulties as its share values fall sharply. The company has been going through a market rout after a report raised questions about Adani's practices in terms of debt and its use of tax havens. The company is active in mining, including in Australia. Sunil Shah, director of the financial services firm Kambuta Securities, says the situation is of concern because Adani is part of the Nifty 5 index on the Mumbai Stock Exchange. He says Adani's challenges are sending ripples throughout the entire Indian economy.
Adani Group shares are still under pressure today as well. And because two of the group shares are in part of Nifty, it is pulling the Nifty down to some extent.
Meanwhile, today is World Cancer Day. The theme this year is Close the Care Gap, trying to raise awareness of the difficulties for some populations to access care when afflicted with cancer. Research from the Australian Leukemia Foundation shows 43% of people diagnosed with blood cancer in Australia have had to pay parts of their treatment costs, which can represent thousands of dollars. To sport, in France's port city of Marseille will be the first stop of the Olympic torch relay in April 2024, before it makes its way to Paris for the Summer Games. After the traditional lighting of the torch in Olympia, Greece, it will cross the Mediterranean Sea on board the Belem ship to Marseille. 2024 Paris Games organiser Tony Eastengay has presented the torch relay schedule and map leading up to the flames' arrival in Paris to light the cauldron and officially open the event.
So that will be the next step. Now we will have the route, we know where we start, we know where we end, and from May, we will launch the recruitment and the choice of the people who will carry the flame.
I'm Deborah Grook. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.